Hey everybody, I'm Cody.
And I'm Billy.
And welcome to the Film Feed News.
Yeah, so we have a big thing we want to talk about, but there's a few smaller things I want to talk about first. So this is, you know, going into trailers and whatnot and things that have been happening. We've been trolled pretty hard the last couple of days, actually, by multiple news sources, so I guess starting off, because we're going to slowly bleed into Marvel anyway, we're going to start with Mortal Kombat.
Okay.
We're getting a new Mortal Kombat movie. It's going to be on HBO Max. This movie seems to be developing really fast. Like, I felt like we hardly knew anything about it. And then suddenly, like, they're like, oh, the release date is in just a few months. And we're like, we're getting ready and everything. And I'm trying to remember exactly what caused this to happen, but news outlets, entertainment news outlets everywhere were all like, we're getting the first trailer for Mortal Kombat today. This is yesterday. And everybody was talking about how we're going to get this Mortal Kombat trailer. And then finally, breaking news, we did not get a trailer. It was a bunch of stills, which I was really excited for the trailer, but the stills were still really cool. There was a lot of awesome shit. Like, we got to see Jax and his metal arms look really fucking awesome.
See, I didn't catch any of this, but one of my shit posting friends on Facebook posted a meme making fun of it. It was just like the picture of Jax, I presumably from this still dump, and then the text on it was something like, my man Jax out here looking like. And then it was just a picture of a half-naked Steve Harvey with, like, aluminum foil arms.
I thought he looked fantastic.
And I was like, oh, that's not fair. I thought the Jax image looked fine. I was just curious where and why this meme had appeared on my timeline. I was like, this isn't music. I don't know what's going on, though.
I thought he looked great. And then there was an image of Sub-Zero making a knife out of ice, which is like kind of a nod to some of the later games, some of his combos and stuff that he does.
Man, my brain really thought you were going to end that sentence with, and then there was Sub-Zero making a cake for some reason. I was like, excuse me?
I mean, I'd watch that. Yeah. I'm not going to play. There was also an image that I thought was really cool where it was Sub-Zero holding on to Scorpion, like trying to stab him in the chest, and that is coming along with the information that in the first like 10 minutes of the movie, we're going to get a really savage fight between pre-dead Scorpion and Sub-Zero, leading us to believe that we're going to watch the original death of Scorpion, which that's really awesome because that's always been like one of the key rivalries through all of Mortal Kombat.
Yeah.
But the thing that probably got me the most excited from this image dump is Kung Lao, because I always thought he was a really cool character, and they show him right next to Liu Kang. Liu Kang's, like, making, like, a fireball type thing, and Kung Lao's got his crazy, like, blade hat that I've just always thought is, like, the coolest shit. But this still
it's
is really
so impractical,
cool.
But
oh, it's so cool, though. I don't even give a shit.
Like, just putting that in the real world, could you imagine, like, how many times you would just cut your hand just trying to put the hat on your head? Because, like, it's depending on which version that they go with for the design, it's basically just bladed all the way around the edges. That it's supposed to be, like, sharper than razor sharp is like, the whole gimmick to it. It's just ridiculously sharp blade. And so I'm just like, I mean, that's cool and all, and like, yeah, this is a neat concept. He's got a blade on his hat and he throws it like he's fucking Captain America throwing a shield. Until you realize just like the logistics of that involve him constantly grabbing and using tension on the edge of a super sharp blade.
Well, what I will say about that is the hat is actually based off an actual weapon that Shaolin monks use. That's just like almost like a frisbee without the middle in it. That's also sharp. They use it as like a melee or a tossing weapon sometimes. I only know that because
it has the benefit of having the hole in the middle where you can grab it. The hat does not.
Yeah. I mean, and you're not wrong about that.
I mean, it kind of does, I guess. It's got, like, the... So I guess you'd have to do, like, this motion and, like, scoop your hand along your forehead.
Yeah.
And scoop up into the cup of the hat.
Yeah.
And just kind of... Woo!
But, there is still talk about a trailer coming soon for Mortal Kombat.
I would hope so. The movie's coming soon. So.
Well, see, you would think that. You would think that, which is going to bring me to my next piece of news.
Oh, God, did they move it back again?
No, they didn't move anything back. They moved Godzilla vs. Kong up.
Yeah.
To 2 months from now.
Yeah.
And there is still not a goddamn trailer for Godzilla vs. Kong. And this is really frustrating because, like, they're talking about this week as getting a trailer for Mortal Kombat, which, once again, like, just seemed to have come out of nowhere and picked up speed. This is, like, the most frustrating time in the world to be a Godzilla fan right now. Because Warner Brothers is, like, finally giving this franchise respect for, like, an American franchise. And, like, doing a lot of really cool stuff. We've got 3 movies already that are, like, love letters to the original series that made me fall in love with Godzilla in the first place. But they're also, at the same time, treating it like a redheaded stepchild where, like, I don't think we're going to get a trailer at this point. Like, I just don't, like, I think they're just going to be like, have fun with your blind watch. Like, As excited as I am for Godzilla vs. Kong, and as bad as I want to see it, I feel like they are just trying to figure out, like, what to do with it. And, like, that they don't have confidence in it. And it's really frustrating to me. Like,
I mean, honestly, this is, like, my ideal situation. Like, this something that we've talked about frequently on the show, going back episodes. Like, I'm not the biggest fan of trailers in general, because a lot of times... they end up being full of spoilers, and they like put me in a weird mindset where I already have a good idea where things are going in the movie, whereas I would prefer to just go into it knowing the general idea of the movie and then just letting the movie tell me everything so that I don't have like weird preconceived notions about what the story is going to be going into it. So like this whole idea with the Mortal Kombat movie just kind of coming up out of nowhere and being like, oh yeah, we're having a movie and it's coming out at this date. I'm like, this is my ideal marketing scenario.
Yeah.
And then controversially, we come over to the Godzilla thing and I'm like, okay, well, I mean, I generally know what the movie is going to be based on the title.
Yeah.
So I'm good. Just release the movie. And everybody else is like, well, you need that trailer. I'm like, I'm good. I'm ready to go. Yeah,
I totally see where you're coming from. My perspective is that, like, there seems to be no care that this is a thing happening from the studio. And it makes me feel like they're just ready to end it and move on. And
I wonder if it's partially that. I don't know how successful the franchise has been for the studio from the studio's perspective.
And they've all made money.
Because, like, you know, rich people see profits entirely different than us average Joes. And so, like, if it's not an astronomical amount of money, even if it's profitable, they might consider it a failure. But, like, it's partially could be that it may also just be that the studio's like, well, I mean, we're already releasing the movie for fucking free. Yeah. it's going straight to this thing. So like, why spend the extra money? Like the hype is already there. We just got to keep telling people it's a thing. Like people are going to watch it. And so like, it may just be like weird COVID situation where they're just like, we don't necessarily need it.
And I think part of where I'm looking at it the way I am is because, like, after they announced Wonder Woman was going to be on HBO Max, they got a second trailer, and they're putting out a trailer for Mortal Kombat, and it just seems like they're really hush about what they're doing with Godzilla vs. Kong. And, once again, I'm just frustrated because, like, I'm all in on this universe, but I feel like they've given up and they're just like, you know, we already made most of this movie, so we're just going to toss it out there and move on. But we'll see what happens because, like, I don't know. I have high hopes that it will do well, and I have high hopes that it's going to be great. So we'll see what happens here.
I mean, I haven't disliked any of the movies leading up to it. Yeah. What was the last one called?
King of the Monsters.
King of the Monsters. I felt like that one could have been better because there's just like tons of potential there. But like, it's not that where they landed was in a bad place. Like, they still put out a good movie. I just think like it could have been more because Ghidorah is just a fascinating fucking monster.
Yeah, Ghidorah is cool as shit.
But like, I'm not unhappy with what I got.
I also want to point out that just because this movie is called Godzilla vs. Kong doesn't mean it's not going to have a bunch of other kaiju in it. And the big rumors are Mechagodzilla, which is like the coolest shit ever.
The way that they have presented the two characters of Godzilla and Kong, they're both protectors of something related to Earth. And so it makes sense that they will clash in the first half of the movie, and then somewhere around the end of the first act or near the middle of the movie, the actual threat of the movie will emerge. And then by the end of it, Godzilla and Kong will be kind of like Goku and Vegeta, where they're rivals, but they're working together to fight whatever this thing is. And like that's the logical progression for the universe so far.
Yeah. And I agree with that. A lot of people are speculating that's what's going to happen. I was content seeing Mechagodzilla show up in Ready Player One. I'm all like, you know, I'm this is the big budget looking Mechagodzilla I'm going to get, and I'm totally cool with that. Having said that, if Mechagodzilla shows up in an actual Godzilla movie with like big budgets, like in this franchise, I might just like start diddling myself. Like, everyone leave the room. I've got something important to do. But
well, I mean, you'll be watching it at home, so that's a legal option for you.
Seriously, as long as I don't go to the theater, I can stay up in the theater. I was like, everyone leave. I've got dibs. Yeah. I have to ask the theater what their 50 Shades of Grey policy is. just don't make eye contact with them. It's fine.
How much do I have to spend to, one, rent out the entire theater for myself, and two, do I have to clean up after myself? And they're like, excuse me?
You rent out the theater, you're the only one in there, like, there's a mess. There's like, that was somebody else. Fucking prove it was me. That was here when I got here. Somebody else really enjoyed this movie.
Just walk out. Somebody spilled mayonnaise all over the seat in front of me.
Last thing,
I should really work on that. There's this moist cucumber in the floor. It's
so the last thing that I feel like we need to talk about before we get into WandaVision is MCU related, and that is once again. Whether or not we're being trolled from which side of things we're being trolled, which is every reputable news source for entertainment all said that Chris Evans was in final talks to reprise his role as Captain America. This clearly got my attention because I've talked at great lengths about how Captain America could come back with the ways the Endgame ended. All because of the scene with Ant-Man going through time and they de-age him and all that. And he, like, goes a little kid to old man, back to normal. Chris Evans did respond saying it's news to him, but that leaves me in a weird place for several reasons. One is, if he is in final talks, he's contractually obligated to not confirm that he is.
Yeah.
And two, we've had a lot of run-ins with Marvel where they're all like, this is totally who's in it, and they're like, nuh-uh. And then, like, 2 months later, like, okay, you got me. This is totally what's happening.
Yeah.
If this had been, like, we got this covered or something like that, I would have just rolled my eyes and kept scrolling. But it was, like, comicbook.com and comic book resources and Screen Rant and places that usually do their homework.
Yeah.
I also can't help but notice that he didn't deny it either way. He was all like, I'm just gonna act dumb about this. I'm really curious to see what happens. I'm really, really curious to see what happens because, like, you know, we've done this song and dance with Robert Downey Jr. before.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't think Robert Downey Jr. was coming back, but Cap's ending was more open-ended, and there's more they could do with it. They didn't just, like, have him sacrifice himself to save everything, which is the direction I thought they were going with that character in the first place.
No.
If he comes back, I don't think it's going to be for, like, Captain America 4. I think that he would come back in a supporting role, much like how the Hulk is in the MCU.
Yeah.
But it's still something to watch out for.
I think we will likely see him in at least one of these shows that they're doing on Disney Plus.
Yeah.
In some capacity. Like it makes sense for him to pop up in the Loki show at some point. At any point in his history, since, you know, Loki's possibly in another set in another timeline or in another universe, and like things are going in multiple directions there, he could be there. It would also make sense for him to pop up in Falcon and Winter Soldier as just like hanging out at their base or something. Like they come to him for, like, he could be their man in the chair. Like they could come to him for information and shit.
And that's a really good point, because even in the comics, there's a point where Captain America ages quite a bit and he is the man in the chair. And that leads to him eventually being de-aged and becoming Hydra Captain America, which is the next thing I was going to bring up. If we're doing multiverse, they could do Hydra Captain America in Secret Wars.
Oh, that'd be cool.
And so there's a lot that they can do with that character, where with them opening up the multiverse and things like that. Also, random Marvel news that broke today. There's been a lot of speculation and rumors we talked about on the show about Charlie Cox reprising the role of Daredevil being in Spider-Man 3. They said something about, like, you know, Spider-Man's legal trouble with him, things happening, which I just remembered that you haven't watched Spider-Man Far From Home yet.
Like, I was going to try to watch it the other day. I've been trying to catch up on things, but it's not on...
Is it not Disney on Disney Plus or Plus? Anything? Let me see if that's one of the things I can screen pass you. It might be.
Because I watched Ant-Man and the Wasp finally the other day.
I love Ant-Man and the Wasp. I think it's a fun time.
I caught up on the DC Universe, too.
Oh, cool. Did you watch Shazam?
I did watch Shazam.
What did you think of Shazam?
It was definitely in the win column for DC in terms of movie, but it's very much not me as a target audience.
I thought it was so charming and fun.
It is. Like, I didn't dislike it, but I could tell that it was shot for a age bracket younger than me that just made me feel weird as a comic book movie fan. I was like, oh no, I'm aging out of it.
I adored Shazam. And, like, once again, did you also get the feeling is, like, with him here and how they did this character, they don't really need Superman anymore? I felt that so hard.
I will say, and it may just be my ignorance of the source material, because I don't know anything of Shazam really outside of his interactions in the Justice League cartoons and stuff, but I hated the ending. I thought him bringing in all of his orphan family members as also Shazams was really fucking stupid.
So I wholeheartedly it had some charming moments. I wholeheartedly agree with that, but that is canon in the comics.
Is it? Really?
Yes, it is canon in the comics.
That's ridiculous.
I agree. I felt like they should have done that later and just let him be Shazam first. But having said that,
it fit the movie really well.
Yeah.
Like it's obvious after the movie is over that the whole movie was shot to present it that way and make it work, because, like, the whole thing was just like, you know, we're not blood related, but we can be family. And then, like, the introduction to the wizard character is him lamenting that his family is gone. I'm like, okay, this was the plot the whole time, but damn it.
I even want to say that, like, the original Shazam comic books were like Captain Marvel and his fantastic family or something like that. But it's very much so, like, from the get-go, it was, like, him and his family. But I think they end up splitting off, and then some of them die and whatnot in the books. But, yeah, that is actually canon. Because I did the exact, like, leaving the theater, because I saw that in theaters for, like, an anniversary date with me and Tracy. We're going home, I'm just on my phone, I'm like, oh, shit, this is all real. I just did not know this about Shazam.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway,
But yeah, I watched that. I watched Wonder Woman 84. We talked about that already. I watched Birds of Prey. Loved that.
Yeah, I still have to watch Birds of Prey. I haven't done that yet.
It's fun.
Did you watch Joker yet? Because I think that is on HBO Max.
I refuse to watch that movie.
Oh, it's good. It really is good. Having said that, the news I was going to talk about real quick. The rumors about Charlie Cox being in Spider-Man have now changed. Once again, reputable sources have changed from rumors that he might be Daredevil to they're confirming he's finished shooting on Spider-Man 3.
Oh.
Once again, Disney and him are staying quiet about it, but everyone's... All the news sources that I trust keep saying reputable source. I feel like with all the multiverse stuff, it seems like a no-brainer. But there is still the question about whether or not he's playing the same version of Daredevil that was presented to us in the Netflix show, or if this is going to be just like a new, just for the MCU version.
I kind of hope it's the latter for me personally. Like, if they want to just try to incorporate the bones of the Netflix shows, I won't be mad about it. But yeah. I would... personally just prefer, for the sake of continuity and keeping things clean, if they just cast him as Daredevil and then work things out from there, and like make it a new version, because like I think he's great for the character, and I really enjoyed his performance. I think the Netflix shows did weird things with the character that just, while the show was good, I didn't enjoy conceptually. And so I think with the MCU version that they could amp it up and make it feel a little truer to the character, and then still have him as the actor and it be fine.
See, I'm torn about it, and we've talked about this. Like, for me, the first season of Daredevil is one of the single best seasons of television that's ever excited or that's ever happened. But the tone doesn't really match the MCU very well.
Yeah.
And so what I'm hoping that they do, because when I really think about it, I love not just Charlie Cox's casting as Daredevil, but everybody, like Foggy was cast perfectly, and like once again, Kingpin's D'Onofrio was probably one of my favorite interpretations of a comic character ever.
Yeah. I really hope if they're keeping Charlie Cox that they keep D'Onofrio.
And like, and so what I'm hoping right now is that they just have him in there and don't really explain his backstory and just let the three scenes of the Daredevil be like, you know, Daredevil origins in its own right, and you don't really need it, but if you want it, it's there. And I think that's fine. Like, don't give us a new, like, explain of his origins. And, like, and then we can get some, maybe even some, like, flashbacks of Stick, because I think he was cast perfectly as well. Mm-hmm. Like, that show, the casting was so good, and to ignore any of it would be kind of a crime. Especially if you're going to keep Charlie Cox in there.
Yeah, because, like, there's so much to enjoy about it. The thing that just fell short for me was just like the overall concept and the story. It went weird directions. I don't think the hand was treated properly, and I don't think they made the conflict good enough for what they were doing with the casting.
And see, I feel like a lot of that falls back on Defenders, because like the hand, when the hand shows up in Daredevil at the beginning, one single hand ninja almost completely just like ship mixed fucking Daredevil and half gutted him, left him dead on the floor. It wasn't until Defenders were like, and then suddenly we can all take on five hand ninjas by ourselves, and then when we climb our way up the ladder, they're all kind of pushovers. That's when it really hurt the hand. It wasn't.
Yeah.
It wasn't.
Well, that's what Daredevil I mean. Like,
hurt the hand. It was Defenders.
it all being tied together, and like the weakness of the other shows, and like the overall concept is where it starts to lose me. And so like if we're just nitpicking and cherry picking things from the Netflix stuff, then cool, let's do that. But then you also either have to explain away the rest of the things being bad, or create a new version. And like, I'm honestly fine either way, because if anybody's going to explain it to me in a way that's palatable, it's going to be this team of of people, because they haven't given me a Marvel movie that I completely hated. They've given me a couple weaker options, but that was a long time ago.
and then we're also left at this weird crossroads, I guess, that they would have to talk about, where like, he did the whole Batman thing. It's like, I won't kill anybody. And then you'll have Captain America's like, look at Mother Teresa over here. I threw a guy in a jet engine one time just for fun. Right. You know, you're dark and broody. Well, like, look, I just stabbed this dude right in the face. No shit's given.
And that does put like the universe's moral compass in a weird spot, because like, Captain America kind of is the moral compass. And so if he's just ready to kick somebody into a jet engine, but we got Daredevil over here that's like, oh, I'm not going to do it. Like, that's dumb. Daredevil should absolutely be at least accidentally breaking people's necks.
So we have to do our main show. So make sure you join us on Tuesday. We're going to be watching The Void. Because we're going into this like Lovecraftian theme for this new season of the film feed. I'm really excited about it. I bought the movie the other day, and
tie into earlier in the news because of the Godzilla bump up. We're going to get a couple weeks into these cosmic horror movies, and then stop and do a Godzilla event.
I'm so excited about doing a Godzilla event.
And then I think that leads almost directly into the Mortal Kombat event.
No, maybe. I'll have to look at the calendar. We have to edit the calendar anyway.
Yeah. So but anyway, we're gonna hit a couple of these Lovecraftian movies, stop for a minute, and then like we'll pick it up later. So like different from how we did the video games, where it's just like, we're just going to watch a whole fuck ton of video game movies in a row until we end up doing something else. We actually are now peppering these things through the rest of the year as things move and shift around. So like, it seemed like it was going to be an issue at the moment, but we thought about it and it's not. It actually kind of works.
Yeah, I dig it. So, join us Tuesday, and until then, I'm Billy.
And I'm Cody.
This has been the Film Feed News.
Film Feed News!